Now listen to part of a lecture in an art history class.
All right, so let's consider the work of the outsider artist Henry Darger. Darger lived by himself in a tiny apartment in Chicago in the 1900s. He had no friends and spent all his spare time there alone, creating hundreds of paintings and drawings. He had never formally studied art and kept his work completely private, so no one ever saw it or responded to it during his lifetime. And so when you see Darger's work, you notice how unique it is. It doesn't remind you of anything you've ever seen before. It's very much his own. For example, one piece, it's a watercolor painting. In this piece, he illustrates a story about the adventures of seven children. But see, Darger had a really hard time drawing human figures, yet he managed to come up with his own rather unique solution for the problem. He simply cut out pictures of children from newspapers and magazines and pasted them into his own painted illustration of trees, flowers, and grass. The results look, a little strange. Darger's picture looks more cluttered, more crowded with details than the pictures of other artists, because its entire surface is painted and there are no spaces left empty. It's also a lot longer than the pictures of most other artists, about 9 feet long.
Explain why Henry Darger is considered an outsider artist.